Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, the last one of the 2009-2010 season with Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team. I thought first we'd talk a little bit about this past weekend's games at Western Washington and Central Washington. Two very good teams. Western Washington, I mean, we knew that was going to be a very, very tough game on the road, Kevin. And they did put on an impressive performance, but then you came back losing a real close one to Central Washington. All in all, talk about the last couple of games and how the girls played.
Well, it was a difficult trip in that we lost Kelly Kasman for both games. She was hurt right before, just minutes before tip-off on Thursday with a knee injury, and we're still trying to determine the extent of that, but it was a definitely serious enough that she was not able to play in either game. So that made an already kind of slim roster just a little bit slimmer. But we met a very good Western team that shot the ball really well and really just played much better than us that night. And then we came back on Saturday, and it was a very good game. It was close all the way, and we did a lot of good things. We shot the ball a lot better, which gave us a chance to win, but we just fell a little short.
We talk about that, and we'll talk more about the situation with Callie and certainly what happened to this team over the course of a year, but you had to be pleased that they were able to bounce back, particularly with Callie Kautzman in the lineup. She's been such an integral part of your team this year. To come back and put on an impressive performance in your last game, so it appears that the girls, for the most part, responded very well.
Yeah, they did, and it was really nice that Rachel Hansen had 14 points, 4 three-pointers in her final collegiate game. Really helped us give us a chance to win that game. We really had a pretty nice effort from a lot of people as far as shooting, and then Kayla Ryan had a career high 18 rebounds, and it was just it was a fun game to be a part of. You could have went either way. Unfortunately, it just went the other way, but I was proud of the way that they rallied and played.
We're going to take a break now, and we come back with the second part of the Coach's Show. We're going to be talking about the season as a whole. An interesting year for the Montana State Billings women's basketball program, to say the least. And we'll be talking about that on the second part of the Coach's Show with Kevin Wooden.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that T-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with 5 Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company, on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Kevin Wooden, our last Coaches Show of the year with Coach Wooden, as their season has concluded with games on the road at Western Washington and Central Washington last week. Kevin, some question marks heading into the season. No question, you lost a lot of great seniors from last year's squad, not the least of which was the all-time leading scorer in Yellow Jacket history, both men's and women's, in Alira Carpenter. But you guys got off to such an outstanding start with a pretty impressive performance at Montana State exhibition game. Then looked very good against Western and Rocky Mountain College and Colorado Springs. And then things, if you were kind of look at a turning point for the season, probably happened against the University of Mary on November 18th, the game you won, but you also lost arguably your top returning player in Chantel Marcus for the year. I think at the start of the year we talked about one of the concerns was depth on this team, and certainly the loss of somebody like Chantel Marcus on a team where you already had some concerns about depth, that certainly had a major effect on you, didn't you?
Yeah, it did. To say anything else would not be true. I mean, she is one of the top players in the conference, probably the top returning point guard, and basically, our whole system is designed around the talents that she brings, the speed and the transition, and we just can't ask for somebody else to just go in and become that player that's going to play 35 to 38 minutes at that speed. So the only silver lining to the Chantel's season is that if she was going to get injured, at least it happened very early, so that we're able to take advantage of a medical redshirt, and we'll be lucky to have her back next year. But that was a difficult thing, not to just replace one player, but to really replace somebody that has the physical ability to run a style of offense that you want to. But that really didn't stop. That was just one of the injuries. Then we had the others with, you know, Kylie Denham and as you said, Kausman. But Rachel Hansen's injury right at Christmas with her face and broken nose was really a difficult one because she's the backup point guard, and that she was just starting to come on, and then she had to sit out for a while. So as far as injuries go, I've never really had a season like this, but it's one that you learn from, and you know, next year I think there will be greater depth, but you just have to kind of take one day at a time, and I thought that they kept persevering and getting through it. But when you look back, it was just tough, but we'll be better for it.
Yeah, when you think of somebody like Chantel, it's one thing if you've got somebody out there who's just providing a lot of assists or whatever, but just her all-around game. I mean, from a guard standpoint, I know a very, very good rebounder defensively. If there's a better defensive player in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, I don't know that if I've seen him. You know, we sometimes forgot that she was a pretty good scorer as well, oftentimes getting in double figures, but she was so good at everything else in the lineup. You know, sometimes that was just almost considered icing on the cake for some of his fans. But the problem with losing somebody like, obviously, like Chantel is she's really in many ways almost four players wrapped into one, and for lack of a better way of putting it.
No question. You know, you can't replace her with one person. It wouldn't be fair to that one. She's just one of those special athletes that brings a lot of things to the table, and we definitely missed her, but we'll be looking forward to her return, and you know, hopefully she'll be even better than ever.
You know, when you take a look at it, I mean, just when you, in terms of the lineup, if anybody wonders just how depleted you were this year, the fact that you had one freshman that was a redshirt freshman in Kelsey Lott, wasn't even supposed to get any playing time this year, and you were actually forced to put Kelsey into action, who I thought gave you some pretty good minutes, by the way. But nonetheless, that goes to show you right there. You go into the season, you have a red shirt, and then you end up having to waste that. So it wasn't just Chantel. I thought that Kylie Denham was, you know, I thought she was putting in some great minutes for you. And, you know, I got to be honest with you, I'd actually forgotten about Callie being hurt there in the end. It was just a strange year, and I suppose it's one of those years that you just kind of look at and say, well, that's just kind of the way things go, and time to move on.
It is. You can't really try to put your finger on it. It's just some difficult luck. I mean, I think in mid-August we had a roster of 13, and when we went to Chadron on January 3rd, we only had seven players available that game. So that's almost half of the team for various reasons. But, you know, we kept going, and we're very young with only losing Rachel, and so there's a strong nucleus returning, and we're excited about that.
Yeah, a lot of girls returning that will have some extended playing time this season that probably wouldn't have got that otherwise. I mean, I don't question that Ashley Reed, for instance, the outstanding freshman out of Milwaukee, Oregon, would have got playing time this year, but certainly maybe got a little more playing time than you intended. I guess the silver lining is a lot of girls got put in pressure pack situations this year that wouldn't have got it, so when they come into next season, they'll certainly have that experience behind them.
Yeah, that will help immensely, although, you know, every year is different, and just because you gain experience one year doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to take the next step the following year, but it sure helps, and I think experience and game playing time, obviously, are going to be one of our strengths, and I look for all of our players to get better, and you know, mixed with some new ones, we hope that depth will be one of our strong points. Whereas this year, because of the injuries, it wasn't meant to be.
Going to talk on this third part of the coach's show, what Coach Wooden's going to be doing during the off season, along with what the girls are going to be doing in preparation for the 2010-2011 campaign, on the third part of the coach's show with Kevin Wooden.
Johnson drops back. He's in the pocket. He's man. man, number 58, came out of nowhere. What a sack. They heard that hit clear up on the high line. Looks like Johnson's down. He's grabbing his knee. Trainers are coming out to the field. Yeah, looks like he's done.
The risk of injury is part of any sport. When injuries happen, turn to the doctors at AMP. AMP doctors are the leading experts in sports medicine and are committed to keeping athletes safe and getting them back into the game. AMP, athletic medicine and performance. Learn more at ampmontana.com.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Kevin Wooden. You know, before we get into recruiting and things of that nature, you know, I think there was a time, and I think there's probably still people that think, you know, everybody, you know, they start the basketball season, they show up for, you know, the preseason camp or what have you, and you know, all of a sudden they're into the season, and then the season ends, and then they go back to school, and they kind of forget about basketball for a while. I know that really that's not the way it is, particularly at the college level, and frankly not at the high school level anymore. It really is almost a year. It really is a year-round activity for these girls. Talk about the preparation during the off season that you expect from these girls. What sort of things take place? What you do as a coaching staff to help out? Because I know there's some limits there because of the NCAA rules and things. But what do you expect from the girls during the off season to prepare for next year?
Well, there are a lot of expectations and requirements that you set as a coach. Basically, when our season ends, you know, we go right into some postseason meetings and just to determine first, like, do you intend to come back? And you hope that everyone does, but you need to talk to them about that and projected roles, etc. And but we really take about a week off, and then we start with our off-season conditioning. The NCAA does restrict you to 8 hours per week in the off-season, whereas during the season you have 20 hours. But that'll be constituted. We'll do an ACL prevention program a couple times a week. With our training staff, there'll be some conditioning, some lift weight training, and then also some, you know, some skills work and some play as well. But keeping it within those 8 hours, and then don't forget they have academics as well. It's really the January and February, the conference season is really difficult on our student athletes. I'm lucky that I have outstanding ones and that we have a team GPA of almost 3.5. But you miss a lot of school. Basically, every other week you're missing 2 to 3 days because of travel. So, in that, we try to get them back on track there, and because you know the semester ends in May, and then whether a player stays in this area or not for the summer is something that we discuss. And if they are around, you know, again, you're under restrictions of what you can do, but all your players know that they have to do a lot of different activities, from individual work to trying to get together and play in their own environment so that our team will get better.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cliche, but it's a cliche for a reason. It's a good one. Championships are won during the off season. Do you think you've got the kind of character on this team that they'll put the effort in the off season to show the kind of improvement you hope to see next year?
Well, I think we'll be driven by some very talented players that are seniors, and Chantel will come back, of course. Kayla Ryan will be a senior. Mandy Jacobs, a senior. Sarah McNamee, a senior. So we have we'll have 2 fifth-year seniors, and then Kayla, a 4-year senior, and then Sarah, even though she transferred this year, really has a good chemistry with our players. She's known that a lot of them since high school. So I believe, at least on paper, that our leadership will be very strong. And then we have, you know, a lot of players that are younger that, like you said, got a lot of playing time this year, so they should only get better. But you can't assume that it takes a lot of hard work, and it's their responsibility and my responsibility that so when they come back that we are better, and I'm confident they will be.
I'd take a look at, in terms of the recruiting, what sort of things you're really going to be focusing on over the season. I know we talk about increasing depth. That's a lot easier said than done, but are any particular areas that you're really going to be focusing on during the recruiting process?
Well, we've signed, you know, 2 players in the early signing period in November, and we've had another verbal commitment over the winter. I can't go into names because that, but so that gives us 3. We're in on paper the only player not returning at this point is Rachel. So our roster will be increased, but we still are looking for one or two more players. I'd really like us to get maybe up to that 14 or 15 number. You can only travel with 10 on certain on our road trips, but whether it's through redshirting or just through practice, I think it would just, we've learned this year that you have to be careful when you're down. That 12 number can change to 9 or 8 really fast. So looking forward to kind of putting together the final pieces of the puzzle, but really like what could occur next year.
All right, Kevin Wooden, head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team. Been a pleasure to watch you all year. Best of luck to you on the recruiting trail, and looking forward to the 2010-2011 campaign.
Thank you, Ken.
Coach Kevin Wooden. This is Canadian Blue. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.